While various elected and former elected officials spoke at the nominating convention, one of the most far-reaching speeches defending the rule of law was from New York State Attorney General Tish James. In accepting her party's nomination, she says it's an honor of the women who came before her, like Shirley Chisholm and Geraldine Ferraro.
They were leaders of ability and talent and grit. Yet they were told no woman need apply. So in honor of the sacrifices and accomplishments of these and other groundbreaking women, I say with pride, conviction, and clarity of purpose, I accept the nomination of the Democratic Party as your candidate for Attorney General of the great state of New York.
Tish James says no one could have imagined how the last 4 years would have tested the soul of the nation, a disturbing and divisive period for our country, but it's also been a defining moment.
When COVID struck and our seniors were dying in nursing homes, I stood up and fought for them. My office investigated and found that the state's Department of Health undercounted COVID-19 deaths. Nursing homes failed to comply with infection control protocols. And worst of all, they lied about it. When opioids tore through our communities, ruining families and taking lives of New Yorkers, I fought for them. We sued Big Pharma and taking on the companies behind the destruction. And recently, I was able to announce that we're delivering as much as $1.7 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars. And that money is going to communities all throughout New York, all 62 counties. And although money cannot account for the loss of these lives, thanks to our work with the New York State Legislature, these funds will be used to save lives today and tomorrow. And as New Yorkers have been plagued by the scourge of gun violence, we have stepped up to act where others have not. Last year alone, my office took close to 3,000 guns off the streets and communities across the state through our gun buyback programs. And when the former president sought to expand access to dangerous ghost guns, my office led the charge with other Democratic AGs to crack down on the spread of this untraceable and unregulated weapon of death. And in November, we were at the United States Supreme Court defending our state's rights to establish laws that protect our communities from gun violence. This is about protecting New Yorkers' lives, my friends.
In addition, Tish James points out how the AG's office countered Donald Trump and his followers with the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen by leading a coalition of attorneys general to fight voter suppression in conservative states and here at home. And she vows that her office will continue to defend the right to choose.
New York must be a safe harbor. And when women in New York State accuse the most powerful man in the state of harassing them, the evidence was clear and overwhelming. And these women shared their truth. They shared their vulnerability. And these were serious allegations that needed to be investigated vigorously and independently. And that is exactly what was done. I understand the importance of this investigation and the need to ensure impartiality. And that's why I chose a team of experienced lawyers from outside the Attorney General's office to conduct a thorough and fair investigation. The investigation revealed a dangerous pattern of bullying and harassment by the former governor. It has become clear that the former governor will never accept any version of these events other than his own. And to achieve that, he is now claiming the mantle of victim and disgracefully attacking anyone in his path, pushing others down in order to prop himself up. But I will not bow. I will not break.
James says she's proud to stand with the report into the allegations against the former governor, Andrew Cuomo.
Because truth crushed to the ground will always rise again. Because truth, my friends, is a blindfolded woman. And she will prevail.
New York State Attorney General Tish James at the New York State Democratic Convention accepting their nomination for New York State Attorney General. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York. Back over to you now, Paul.